How's yours?
I can't complain. You know, nobody listens.
Oh, yeah, right.
Joe, you excited? You know what today is, right?
What?
How are you excited? You get to work with me again today? I'm Joe's favorite pupil, by far.
I have not a clue what a word you said.
I said, I'm Joe's favorite pupil by far. I asked him if he's ready for today, you know, because I'm bothering him again.
I have another coffee.
Can't deal with it yet. So what are we going to win today?
You are one of the most bizarre people.
I try to have a positive attitude. I do. You know, I come in. That was cool.
Okay, so do you have to get your computer turned on? That would be your next step.
Thank you.
Just checking. Okay, I'm going to quickly go back over the beginning of Sudbury's again. Mainly because I find that this is one of the places that people tend to go awry. So again, what you've got there is an internal query that gets executed. It returns the results, and then the player measures the year goal against that, against the subquery that came back. Now I have a greater than, which means that I am sure I'm only going to return one. When you use the greater than, less than, equal to, you're looking for a return of one as opposed to many, because if you want a return of many, they want you to use any, all, or in, if you're expecting to get multiples. If you're expecting to get one, then you can use the kind of signs. Okay, so I know that there is only one name that is like Ash, so I can use that. In the one down here, I do not know that. I think that I may get multiple returns, okay? Because select drive number from donation where count amount is greater than 20 is certainly the kind of thing that I would anticipate that I'm going to get more than one return on. And since I'm going to get more than one return, I use the in there. Yeah.
So you said when you usually use a greater than or less than, you usually only expect one?
You are, not usually. You are expecting only one.
So how come when you used it, the bottom one, you expected to have one? I don't know if I heard you right.
All right, what's the difference between the where clause here and the where clause there?
They're both asking for different things. One's asking for the drive number, and the other one's asking for your goal.
And how are they asking me to compare?
From different tables, and then one is from where the content amount is greater than 20, the other one's where name like Ash. So one's asking for the name, the other one's asking for
name. Okay. I'm not getting it from you, so I'll
thanks,
tell you.
No, I'm
looking for a greater than there, and this one is looking for in, and that's the difference.
Okay.
The greater than is saying I'm expecting one thing back, and I'm going to check and see if it's greater than that thing. The in is basically saying I want it to be in the group that's returned. I want it to be in there. Or I want all of the group that's returned. Okay. So here I am getting back the year goal for Ash. And now I'm showing everybody that is a year goal greater than the one that Ash returned. Okay, so I'm checking to see if it's greater than the one Ash returned. In the second one, I am saying I want to see all of the people where the drive number is in the drive numbers that got returned. Okay, so the drive number got returned, and I am looking to see if the one, okay, a lot of drive numbers presumably got returned. In this case, it looks like the drive numbers that got returned were 100 and 200, okay? because those are the ones that end up showing up. So let's say that I returned 100 and 200. So now I'm showing the ID, drive number, date, and amount from donation where the drive number is in that collection that got returned. So I returned a collection and it's in that. Before you leave, sign the attendance, okay? So that's the difference between those two. So now I come down here and I am looking for a average. So this one, I'm saying select year goal greater than or equal to the average. Well, if I'm getting an average of year goal, I know that's only returning one thing. Okay, it's returning the average. So I can then do the less than an equal to comparison or an equal to comparison or whatever comparison I want to do because it's returning one thing. Okay, sum would return one thing. Average is going to return one thing. Count is going to return one thing. Okay. On the next one, I am using two tables. And so I'm saying select ID number from donation where the amount is greater than 20. And then I am looking for things in the donor table that meet that right criteria. So I'm going to the donation table. It's returning a bunch of IDs from the donation table. Then I take that ID over to the donor table and say, I want to select the name and the year goal where it's one of these IDs. I didn't even show the ID. It would be clearer if I showed the ID, but I wanted to make the point you don't actually have to show that. I'm just asking it to return IDs, and I'm using those to access another table. So I can use two tables here. And the using two tables kind of cuts me down from having to do a join where I'm joining the two tables together. And lots of times it makes it just a much clearer thing. Okay, go get me the ID that meet this criteria and then I'll use that to go to another table and pull some stuff out. And that just makes a lot of sense. Then we get down to the having, okay? And remember the things we talked about with the having. So in this one, I am doing a select average. So again, it's only returning one thing, okay? So I get the one thing returned, and then I go in here. There is no where clause on this one. So that means I'm not excluding any records as I form the groups, because where excludes records as I form the groups. However, there is a having clause. And so I want to exclude some groups. After the groups have been formed, I want to exclude some groups. And the having lets me exclude some groups. Okay, so I basically am saying I want to exclude groups that have a sum of year goal that is greater than the average. Okay, so I want to exclude ones that are greater than the average. So if the average came out to a certain number, I'm now saying I want to group by having sum year goal greater than the average. Actually, I'm sorry, I think I said that backwards. I want those that have a year goal greater than the average. Okay, if they don't have a year goal greater than average, I don't want to see them. And I think I said that backwards. Okay. So now the next one gets down into my, I'm throwing in two selects as subqueries. So I'm saying on this, I first want to go to date first and select the date first from donor where year goal is greater than 100. Okay, so I'm going to do that. Then I'm going to go over to the and say, and I want the state equal to, so I go down and I find the state for CCONC. Okay? And in this case, I know my data such that there's only one CCONC if I was just looking at certain states. If I'm looking at nationwide, there's probably a CCONC in some other states, so I wouldn't want to use the equal, I'd want to use the in there. Okay? But now I'm saying, okay, I'm returning stuff here. I'm returning one thing here. And now I'm saying select name, city, state, year, goal, contact date first from donor, where the date first is in that group that I got returned, and the state is equal to that state that was returned. So it goes in and does each of the subqueries, comes back with results, and then goes on. So on this one, I broke it down. So I broke it down and did the two subqueries. And so the first subquery comes back with the date. Okay, so I said where date first is in. And I put the name in here just so I could see it. But in fact, the subquery didn't have name. It just had date first. Okay, I put the name in because I wanted to see it for comparison purposes. Okay, so it returned two dates. And then the second query returned MA. Okay, and so I said, now show me the name, state, year, goal, contact, and everything where the date first is in that first group and the state is in the second group. Okay, so Jennifer Ames was not in the second group, so she doesn't get included. Stephen Daniels was in the two selects. So the first select returns Stephen Daniels, the second select returns Stephen Daniels, and so he's the one that shows up. And I give all of the information about him. Okay, so I've got two separate subqueries that go out and bring something back, and I've now got the records that met those two inner subqueries criteria. When the date first came back from the first inner select or subselect, and the state came back from the second one. So as you can start to see even more, when somebody hands you a problem and says, I need a report that does this, you've got a lot of tools to put together, but you got to put them all together in one select. So unlike programming, and again, we'll get into PLSQL, which lets us program, but unlike programming, you can't have a series of commands that return this and that, and then you keep going. You have to figure out how you're going to make it all happen in one select statement.
That's weird.
And it is. It's a different way of thinking.
Yeah, it's a whole
and so you got to figure out how you're going to combine it all into one select statement. And this is one of the tools. Subquery is a very
helpful,
definite tool in being able to do that. Okay. Questions? Okay, and now the next one I've got an OR on. So I'm saying where either of these are true. With the AND, they both had to be true. Now either of them have to be true. So select asterisks from donor where the contact is in that or the contact is in that. Okay, so I've got two subqueries and either of them can be true. It's one or the other. Okay. So again, I'm saying that those are the inner ones that I go through. Rhode Island came back with Susan Jones, and the second one came back with John Smith and Susan Jones. And this is an or, so I'm seeing John Smith and Susan Jones as the result, because it's the first one returned Susan Jones and the second one returned them both. Okay. This gets into all. Okay. So I brought back in this case, even though I did a minimum, I broke it down and said group by state. So that means I know I'm going to bring back more than one minimum if I have more than one state. Okay, and I do have more than one state, so it's going to bring back multiple minimums. So I come back with the multiple minimums. I want something that's greater than all the ones that are returned. Okay, so I'm saying show me everything from the donor where the year goal is greater than all of the minimums that get returned. Yeah.
You said group by state query, but how come those Mass, RI, Mass?
Okay, first of all.
Am I the wrong one, but wrong?
First of all, that's the wrong one.
Oh, okay. I was the guy. Oh, I'm sorry, I was looking at this one. I was a little confused because it grouped by state.
But I haven't read that one yet.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that was my fault.
So, anyway, the all means it wants to be greater than all the things that are returned. And if I'm doing a group by state, that means I'm returning one for each state. So if I have 10 states, I'm going to return 10 minimums. If I have 2 states, I'm going to return 2 minimums. Okay? And I want something that is greater than all of them. So I want to see a year goal that's greater than all of them. And then I come down to any, and it actually is the same thing, except I changed it to any. And now I said it doesn't have to be greater than all of them. It has to be greater than any of them. You know, so I'm getting, again, multiple barrel returns, but I'm now saying it has to be greater than any of the ones. If it's greater than this one, but not greater than that one, that's fine. It has to just be greater than any of them. So one of them. It has to be greater than one of them, basically. Okay?
Could you sum that up for a less than or equal sign?
Yes.
Word?
Yes.
Great.
Yep. Less than any of them, less than or equal to any of them, sure. And then the last one has basically the same thing, except that I am going to the donation table now. And so the inner select is still getting me from the donor table, but apparently year goal wasn't enough, so I want year goal divided by 3. So I had a calculation in there. And so I'm bringing back the minimum for each state, and then I'm saying I want to go to the donation and find donations that are greater than any of those. Okay, so I want to go and find donations that are greater than any of them. Yes, no, maybe? Questions?
So,
okay. There's a question floating there somewhere.
I haven't formulated it yet.
That's almost 10, come on. You're supposed to be waking up by now.
My questions are all over the place. I'm done asking them. I have no clue what's going on. I'm gonna have to probably have to go over it for myself.
Yeah. Well, if you can think of any question, I'm happy to go over them. But I think I've done a fabulous job, so now you got to come up with the question.
My question, I'm looking at the wrong queries. I have no clue what's going on.
I mean, the best way to do it is to just go in and do the inner query and see what you come back with, like I did on one or two of them up there. But if you just go back and do the inner query and see what you come up with, then you go out and do the outer query. And, it, you know, that's the best way of making sure that these make sense to you. Okay, I'm going to do the next one, which is more on subqueries. You also, I don't know if any of you find these helpful, but you can also go through and look at the PowerPoints where I kind of do an explanation too. Okay, so more on subqueries is the one I want to look at. Okay, so here is an inventory file that I have. And I am going to go in on the inventory file. And so at this point, I'm saying select asterisk from inventory where department item class, that combination, is in what is returned from the select. And the select returns department and item class from inventory where the reorder point is greater than 20 or equal to 25 and the price is greater than 15. So, to do that, first I look at the inner query. Select department item class, da-da. And it came up with a TYCH and SPBK. Okay, so those are the department and item class that got returned when I did the inner. And so now I go up and I'm looking for that combination. And you'll notice all the outputs have that combination of SPBK or TYCH. So all of the ones that got returned had that combination. Okay? So the ones that didn't have that combination were BKBY, for example, did not get returned. Okay, so the inner select returned three things, two of them are the same. So basically, we noticed that it returned TYCH and SPBK. Okay, so because I asked it to return department, comma, item class. So now, on the outer one, I'm looking for that combination again of department and item class. So I'm looking for that combination. And so I return any records that have the TYCH, and I return any records that have the SPBK. Yes, no, maybe. Questions? Does that make sense? You're all staring at it very intently, so that, I don't know whether that means it makes sense or it doesn't make sense. Questions?
I haven't formulated mine yet either.
What?
I haven't formulated mine yet either.
Yeah.
Could you break down the query one more time for me?
No. I go in and I look up at this data.
Yes.
And I find the department and the item class for and from inventory where the reorder point is greater than or equal to 25 and reorder point is the fifth one in. So I'm looking for a reorder point greater than or equal to 25. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it looks like. And price greater than 15, and that only has about 4, it looks like, but they may not match. So I've got to have both the price and the reorder point. I've got to have that combination. So a reorder point greater than 25 is 40.
So
but that one does not have a price greater than 15. The next one is 25, but that's not a price greater than 15. The next one is 40. That's not a price greater
so
than 15.
Is this like a basic ANSI?
The beginning part is.
What is it?
And eventually I get down, for example, the last one meets the criteria. It has a reorder greater than or equal to 25 and a price greater than 15, so it meets the criteria. And it has an SPBK, so that's the SPBK that got returned, okay? So there are three records in there that met that criteria and they returned the SPBK or the TYCH if it met it because of that. Okay, the one that's, those are the ones that are returned. And so once those are returned, then I go to the outer one and say, okay, show me all of the records that have that department inner class combination. So the bottom one returned, this one, return SPBK, and so now I say, okay, I want to see all of the records that have the SPBK. Okay? So I'm looking at all the records that have the SPBK, and there's two of them, and those are the two that show up. That's not what I meant to do. That's what I meant to do. Okay, so the next one says, I'm now breaking it up and saying, select asterisks from inventory where department is in what comes back from this, and item class is in what comes back from the second one. So the first one goes and gets departments that meet the criteria. Then the second inner select goes and gets item classes that meet the criteria or price greater than 15. And then I say, okay, show me everything where the department came back in the first inner select and the item class came back in the second inner select. So the first inner select returned BK, TY, and SP, and the second inner select returned CH or BK. So now I'm saying, show me everything where the department is one of those, and the item class is one of those, okay? So show me everything where the department is one of them, or the item class is one of them. So the first one that we looked at right above this had the combination needed. This one is just saying, I want the department, and I want it to be one of the departments and one of the item classes. Okay, so it doesn't have to be a combination. Here I'm not looking for the combination. It would probably help if you weren't doing that.
Sorry, something wrong.
And here I got more complex and said select the department that meets a double criteria and the item class that meets a double criteria. And then I said I want the department in the first group and the item in the second group. So those inner selects can be as complicated as you want. Okay, so this is another one of those where I've got a double thing. And I said, select asterisks from inventory. Where the on-hand on order is in, select on-hand on order from inventory where item class is CH. So it does the inner select, comes back, and then uses that, looks for the combination of on-hand on order. And I played around with this one a little bit and added a record. But they basically do the same thing. And then this one has a null value. There's a problem with null values in a subquery. And so this is the one where if I want to use test for null, I should do the NVL and turn things to zeros. Okay, so this one has nulls. When I did a looking for null, I found no rows selected. When I did the, when I said where ID is not in, okay, and now I'm saying select null, select the values, but change the null value to zero, and it comes up with records. So the null ends up confusing it. And it says, if one of the values returned when the inner query is executed is null, then no rows are returned. Okay, so that's lousy. But basically, when you're playing around with null, if you basically remember to use NVL and turn the null into something, whatever it is, and zeros is the obvious thing to turn it into because zero is nothing. But if you turn the things into null values, then it will work. So if you kind of do it and you see that nulls are, you're trying to do something, you're getting no records, you see that there are nulls, my suggestion is you use the NVL because the NVL will turn it into a list. Okay, it's one of the kind of quirks, and you could call it a fault as far as I'm concerned, or a problem, but it's one of the quirks. Okay, what I want you to do is experiment. So we're actually going to look at, and we will look at some more of these on Thursday. But I want you to go back and start playing with these. Okay. The first one is just an explain this query, but then we get down into number two, and I said determine the output. And so I'm asking you to go in and figure out what records are going to come out of these. So I skip the explain and do that on your own at some point, and go down to number two and try to figure out what records you're going to come out with. And I've given you the data. This is another one of the play computers. Thursday we will actually do some of these. But for now, I just want you to get comfortable with reading them. And so I'm asking you to play computer with a few of these.
To skip one?
Skip one and come back to it. Don't skip it forever, but... And after you run them, I want you to really do it for your own sake. You can check them if you have these tables. You can go in and check them, which is why I just brought up this. Now, I've got tables in here, so when we look at it, I've got tables that may not exactly match what's in the assignment, because I've got 5,000 versions of most of these tables out there.
Okay. How do you keep track of all?
I don't.
Oh.
25 words are left. That's why I said it may not match. Thank you. Yeah, employee number, yeah.
Wait, do we have to do all of them, or do you want to do the employee number?
Yeah, you can just put the employee number if you want to, as long as you know which record it is, because employee only has one employee number, so yeah. I mean, this is for you to figure out more than anything else. For those who came in late, please sign the attendance sheet. This is verification week. You don't have to do it, well, whatever, just before you leave. It would probably be, in doing this one, good to write the employee number and the department number just so you see the correlation, actually, but employee number is enough. But, you know, since department number is what it's looking for, it kind of makes sense to show that as well. And as I said, if you have these tables, then you can go in and check them. And these are the tables that are provided by Microsoft. I mean, yeah, right, Oracle. Whoops, wrong company.
Oh.
Provided by Oracle.
Oh, these tables are provided by Oracle.
Yeah.
That's cool.
If you go look them up, we went through that. We went and looked them up. We looked up employee, at least, in department. But if you just do an Oracle EMP, you'll find a place where they will give it to you and you can download the table and save it. They'll give you a script to download the table and save it.
Aren't they trying to automate everything? So that way there's no human error.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're probably better than mine when I made a copy. How many records did you get when you were done?
For number two.
For number two, yeah.
11.
11 records?
Yeah, 11.
10 and 11 floating around.
I got 10 on the assignment, but when I did it in the SQL prompt, I got 11.
Yeah, but when you just talk with this, as I said, you can have a different table than what I had.
Oh.
Okay, you've got to, for the assignment, you've got to go with what's here.
Yeah.
So when I did it, I came up with the inner select I did first, and I came up with 20 and 30. So that means when I go back out and I go to the employee table, okay, the inner select went to the department table. And when I went to the department table and said just select department number, I got 20 and 30. So now I'm going to go out to the employee table. And when I go out to the employee table, then I'm going to, if I apparently get 10 if I do it, but I have no idea what I'm going to get when I do this, but I know that what I got, okay, I got 11, so I've got the same ones that you do. But the key thing is, all of them have the 20 or the 30 in the department number. Okay, so that's the key thing. If something were to show up in the department number that wasn't 20 and 30, that's why I said it's probably good, even if you don't want to write the name and the manager and all that, to show the employee in the department number, because that tells you that the department number had to be that. Okay, so that's the result of doing number two, okay, is that you need to have apparently there's 10 records when you do it. When I did it, I got 11. Yep. So if this one, if you want to test, you're going to have to make this table, because I doubt if you have that table. Okay. But it's only got four fields on it, so you can actually make the table if you wanted to. And there's the description of the table. Okay. How many output records are you getting on number three?
I got three. Yeah.
Three?
I'm only getting one.
Isn't the average like about like 23 for
the whole cell? Oh, just read the whole thing, why don't you?
I'm sorry, I thought we were talking about it.
23.142851. Yes, that's exactly what it was. Yeah. I got CI equals 83. That's what I thought. But I think I'm out of order. What did you get for numbers? On the two that you have, from the three or whatever that you got?
The course numbers.
Yeah, what did you get for output?
I was thinking it's going to be I07, I12, and I17. I might be wrong.
You are.
Okay.
Is it CI?
What?
CI for
it's output. CI, right. Because starting with character one, going for two, okay? Because we start with substring course number, comma one, comma two, means start with one and go for two. So I'm extracting CI or I'm extracting BU.
See, I thought it was that, but I was saying, wouldn't that one make sense for output? Well, why would you want CI and not the number?
So it doesn't add them together.
Say that again. It does in the sum enrolled, it does.
That's how I ended up with CI or CI and then 83.
Okay, I ended up, well, I haven't finished it yet, but I'm going to end up with two. Okay, so what I did, first of all, I went in here and I said, let's see what the average is. So I just said, select average enrolled from course info, because that's what the sub query is going to ask me for, so I'll get that. So I did select average enrolled from course info, and that gave me the 23 points, whatever. Then I said, okay, I'm going to do the outer one, but I'm going to not use the halving right now. So I just did the select. So I'm doing here, select substring, course number 1, 2, so that gives me the CI or the BU. And the sum enrolled. So I'm getting BU has 59 enrolled in it, and CI has 103 enrolled. Okay, if you went down to do number four, where I asked you to make a slight change, I'm saying average enrolled, but this one I said sum enrolled, number three, I got sum enrolled. So if I have select substring CI, sum enrolled 59, or 103, and BU 59, and then I say having sum enrolled greater than the average, both of those are greater than 23. Okay. So if I take this whole thing, select substring course number 1, 2, parenthesis there. No, I think I'm all right. Yeah, I shouldn't have. I messed up. Probably better to go into edit. Come on. should have had, I had those in reverse, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I do a control O and a control X. Hello? Control O and control X. And then I do a slash when I get back here. And command not properly ended. Okay, what did I do wrong? Error at line 6, not properly ended.
It's a nice semicolon there, I don't know how it's not properly ended.
It looks properly ended to me.
So one thing I've noticed is that SQL gives you an error about something that's not really the actual error.
It's just not specific.
Yeah, it's just not that specific. Like,
if you go and look up the error number, though, if I go and look up ORA00933, just go to the web, look up ORA-00933, it gives you much more detail.
Oh, really?
So you can get the detail by just going to the web and looking that up. So if I go to the web, and what did I say it was?
00933.
ORA, is it, or ORC, or?
It was ORA.
Pardon?
It was A.
ORA, go ahead.
It was 9003, I think you said, was it?
00933.
Oh, that's
00933.
Not the hyphen
matters. Okay, there's the error message, and there's a whole lot of the different ones that you can choose and decide which one you like. The following message where you tried to execute an SQL statement with an inappropriate clause. The options term. I don't particularly like that one. But you can keep going and think that, you know, eventually you may find actually something that will give you a clue. I'm not optimistic that I'm going to find something giving me a clue. Because I really don't see what I did wrong there. Okay, so select. That looks right, right?
Yep.
And then from course info, there's from course info, group by, okay, group by SUBSTR, course number 1, 2, parentheses are around that. That one looks all right. Having some enrolled.
Greater.
That's got the parentheses around that. Greater than. Whoops. And then I'm going to look for the select. Select average enrolled, and I'm going to retype this line because that seems to be the one it had problems with. And it worked. God knows what that line was. I swear it's the exact same line, but anyway, it worked.
So let's move on.
So I got a BU59 and a CI103 because the top part, that's what it came back with. When I did just the group by, that's the numbers that it came back with. And both of those are greater than the 23 that came back.
So I should have wanted to know first.
So now number 4 is basically the same, with the exception, I think, of I just changed average on two of them. So I changed some and made it average, right?
Okay, this means 4 and 5 says having average enrolled greater than select average enrolled.
So I want to change this to average. Came back with that. Was that anything close to what you came up with? Yes. Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's reassuring that I got one yes. Anybody else get a yes on that?
Well, I run it up, but.
Right, that's fine.
So
I, in this case, the only difference between these is here I went with some versus average and the having. Is sum versus average. Okay. So I just went from calculate the average, and I want the average that is greater than the average for everything.
That's what I was thinking.
And so the CI got me an average that was greater than the average for everything, whereas the sum did not, so just changing that to average got BU eliminated. Okay, so BU got eliminated from doing that.
Yep.
So if I went back, wait just a minute, if I went back and just did the top three lines on that to see the average, semicolon on that. Okay, so those are the two averages that I came out with. And the average is 23 point something, so BU with a 19 point something isn't greater than the 23 point something. So BU gets eliminated. And CI at a 25, which is greater than the 23, so it shows up. Does that make sense?
You covered my question.
Okay. I don't want you to work on these. We're going to kind of go through these, or at least some of them, on Thursday. And also, I've got some I want to write. So leave these, in other words, and we'll get back to them on Thursday. And then what we don't finish on Thursday will turn into an assignment. But if you do them at home, you're going to be bored when you come Thursday, okay? So let's do them on Thursday. Because you're having enough problems with them that I want to make sure we go over them in class, because I think this is the way to get a grip on them. And we've got 4 more minutes, so we're pretty much out of time. Number 5 goes on forever. But it's actually not that big.
Oh, shoot, it's way more than I
expected. Okay, so number 5 is I'm joining 2 tables and putting another clause on those. So that one is actually not a subword. That's just looking back at what we did at the end of last week, which was joining 2 tables. Okay, we're done.